Okay, Nedarim Daf Chavtes. We are in Camp Keli. We are broadcasting now. I hope, Ed Hashem, over the next couple of days to get settled into the schedule, as we've done in past years, to have the Daf up the day before the day of the Daf, just the first couple of days till we get settled and into the regular schedule. Just everybody have to just bear with us for another day or two. But Ed Hashem, we will get into the regular schedule. And today now we are Chavtes. We are on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We just had the Mishnah yesterday. So let's get back into the third parak of Maseches Nedarim, Parak Arba Nedarim. So we had the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph going over to Chaf Ches Amud Beis. The statement as follows: Hari Netiyos Ha'elu Karban Ad Sheyiksasu. If somebody makes the statement that these Netiyos should be Usur, should be Karban, we will have to see. There's different deis. Does that mean real Karban, or does that just mean Konam? Does that mean like a Neder? Does it mean Mamish Beis HaMikdash? But if these should be Usur until they are cut, or Talas Zukar Baracha Tisaref, or this Talas should be Asur until it is burned, because the person thinks that's what's going to happen, so it's Asur, says the Gemara, Ein Lahem, says the Mishnah, Ein Lahem Pidyon. There is no Pidyon for these items. The question is, what does that mean, Ein Lahem Pidyon? That's what the Gemara is going to talk about now. What, whenever you are makdish something, there is pidyon. You could always redeem it. That's a din daraisa, that if I'm makdish something, there's pidyon. There's pidyon not only by Meiser Sheni or by Netta Ravai, but there's also pidyon by Kadshim. So ask the Gemara, Hare Elu, Netiyos Elu, Karban V'chulu Ula Olam, forever. There's never pidyon. Why shouldn't there be pidyon? There should be pidyon. You should be able to give money and have the item not be hektish. So, machlokes amoraim. Amar bar pada, padan chozros v'kadoshos, padan chozros v'kadoshos achi yiktsutsu. What it means is, ein lahem pidyon means for a certain amount of time. Remember, what did this person say? He said these items should be hektish. Let's take the tree, right? These netiyos should be hektish until they are cut. Until they are cut. Says Barpada, you know what he's saying? That if you try to be poda them before they are cut, that it works automatically. The money that you gave becomes hektish, but then it automatically becomes kadosh again. It's chozos v'kadosh. It doesn't work, meaning you try to be poda it, and ein lahem pidyon. It does not have pidya until the time that it is cut, because that's what we assume you meant to say by saying it is kadosh until it is cut, that even if you try to be poda and you succeed being poda, and the money is kadosh, but it then automatically goes back to being kadosh. That's barpada, that the line of ein lahem pidyon means in the time period before it was cut. That is barpada. And number two, nik sitsu, barpada continued, it says, but once it is cut, podin pamachas vidayo, you can redeem it once, and then the pidyon works. Then your pidyon stays permanently. Podin pamachas vidayo. That is barpada. Two chidushim in barpada. Number one, that is not the pidyon does not work to keep it chulin. That even if you're podeid, so then right afterwards it becomes hektash again. And number two, right when it is cut, it doesn't automatically become chulin. Right? You might have said that if I said that this thing should be kadosh until it is cut, then right when it is cut, it automatically is no longer hektish. It's automatic. There's a built-in limitation. Says my father, no. Right when it is cut, poded pamachas vidayo, you still have to be poded it, but the only difference is now that pidyon works, unlike before the ksitsa, that it wouldn't work. That is all barpada. And Ula says, Ula amar no, kivan shenitzesu shuvein poden. Once it is cut, shuvein poden, then there is no need to be poden. Ein lahem pidyon does not mean, like barpada says, that pidyon does not work. Ula says it means you don't need to be poden. And Ula also says that this line is not referring to before the ketitza, but after the ketitza. Meaning, ein lahem pidyon, there is no need to be poden it right when it is cut. This formulation of the machlokas that we just said is the second day really in the Ran. The Ran quotes the Rashba, who gives one day of the interpretation of the Gemara, but many Rishonim quote Rav Moshe Kartavi. Rav Moshe Kartavi is on the fifth to last wide line of the Ran, and he says Rav Moshe Kartavi Chalak Alav. Right, we noted that already in the Rishonim, there are many Rishonim that are named Moshe, even though there aren't any Tanam and Amoraim named Moshe. Three or four names that they did not have, Moshe and and Avraham and David, a couple of names they didn't have. There were many Yitz. There were Yitz. There's Reb Yitzchak. There's Reb Yaakov in the Tanaim, but there's no Avrahams. There's no real David. There's one Moshe. Maybe there's one, but there's one Avraham. But that's about it. But anyway, there are many Moshes. Probably the most common Risho name. So here we have another one. Moshe Kartavizal, Chalak Alav, argued on the previous Pshat of the Gemara, the Amar, De Barpada V'ula Batarti Pligi, Barpada Nula are arguing about two elements, Baha Talia, and they are dependent on each other, says Moshe Kartavi. Why? Let's do Barpada first. We already explained it, but now he's going to explain how they're connected to each other. De Mishum De Svira Leila Barpada, De Kedusha Lopaka, La Bichdi, because Barpada says that Kedusha is not, it's not automatically Paka. It cannot evaporate. Even if I limit the Kedusha and I say it's only Kadosh up until a certain amount of time, it doesn't mean that after that time it's going to automatically dissipate. Ka'amar de Padan Chosros Vikdoshos. That's why he also says that when, because it can't evaporate, so Eilam Pinyu cannot mean what Ula says it means. It must be that he's referring to something earlier. And that's why he says that if you try to redeem it, it is Choser V'Nikdash. That's what the person must mean by saying it is Kadosh until Ketitza. He must mean that even if you try to be Podid, because if he wouldn't have said anything, it would still require Pidyon. So the fact that he says it should be Kadosh must be something extra, which means beforehand, even if you try, it will not be it will not be nifta. Di lav hachi v'malei lahay gavra l'mehmer chiyiktasu. He didn't have to say anything. Im l'mar shlachar mikatei kedushas nifkas memela yefshar. The kedusha l'paka l'bechti, kedusha would not dissipate automatically. And that's why we assume that's what he meant both, because it wouldn't be automatically evaporate. It must mean that he meant something before the ketzitza. Says Ula the opposite. Ula says that it does evaporate automatically, and that's therefore must be what he means. Ula seems to say kedusha can be paka bichdi. That is the pshat of Rav Moshe Kartavi of Machlokes Barpada and Ula. Says the Gemara now, Amalei Rav Hanuna, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechan Halcha, Kasha and Ula, what happened to the Kedusha of these items? You said it should be Kadosh for a certain amount of time. Can Kedusha just dissipate? Can it just evaporate? Something is Kadosh, and Amela is not Kadosh. Kedusha Shebehen Lehechan Halcha, Uma, asked Rav Hanuna, Uma Ilu Amale Isha, Hayom At Ishti, Ula Machar Iat Ishti, Minafka Below Get. If somebody says, Hare Amukudeshes Li Vitavazu Hayom, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and not tomorrow. Somebody wants to get married on a temporary basis, just for today. Let's get married today, Ulamachar, and we're not going to be married to me. Does that work? Can a person do that and not be married the next day? Of course not. A person is married forever. A person gets married, it stays. So therefore, ask the Gemara, why should this be any difference, right? When you say something belongs to Hekdesh, why should there be any difference? This goes on the list. This Gemara, this Havamina, and then we'll get to the Maskana, which might reject it, but at least the Havamina goes on to the list that we mentioned many times of the parallels between Hekdesh and Kiddushin. We already have this at least twice in this Masechta. Remember, back on Davav, we had the discussion of Yesh Yados. Yadosh Eina Mechichas, the top line of Avma Beis, we had Yesh Yad LeKiddushin Olo. Rav Papa asked, is there a Yad? Can we use a language that is not exactly explicit in terms of Nedarim, or Kiddushin, or all the other contexts there, Peyot Staka? So does Yad work for Kiddushin or not? So ask Tosfos. Tosfos there says, and the Rush discusses, but Tosfos says there, Tema, Mehechates Yad LeKiddushin. How would the Havamina to say that Yad should work? V'halo b'Nedarim lo Yadinan Yad, elami de'iskish Nedarim l'Nazir, it's a special limud. This is the first one. The Gemara asks, the special limud by Nedarim, you learn it from Naziris. So how would you say it works here? So it answers Tosfos, Amrina, hecha de gali gali, hecha de lo gali lo gali. That's the question, right? You should say it's a limited. And then Tosfos answers, V'yish lomar, de kiddushin nami, kivan de asa lo akule alma kehektish, lakach v'safgalon. Unbelievable. Tosfos says, because kiddushin is compared to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a form of a neder. So just like it works by Hekdesh, it should work for Nedarim. That is Tosfos' suggestion. Deshema, Yishal Kiddushin Kemo Hekdesh. So Tosfos, again, doesn't think that it's just a hashkafic nice idea when the Gemara in Kiddushin on that base says Asar Akulei Alma Kehektish, and that's why the Gemara explains why the first parak in Kiddushin starts off with Haisha Niknes, and the second parak starts off with Haish Mekadesh. Why does it use Kiddushin as Lishna Derabanan? The Gemara says, and why is that Lishna Derabanan? So the Gemara there says, because Asar Akulei Alma Umay Lishna Derabanan, the Asar Akulei Alma Kehektish. She's also a kuli alma like Hektish, right by Kiddushin. Even a kuli alma, the Rishonim discuss. What about the Aris himself? The Aris, after he does Arisin, after he does Kiddushin to the woman, is he Aser to his wife? So we paskei Aser until there's Nisuin. But Rov Rishonim assume that's an Issa Derabanan. There is the Shita Yeshana, quoting the Shita Kubetzes, in the first parak in Subis, that says that maybe it's even Aser Daraisa, a huge chiddush, but that you take this lashon literally, Aser Akulei Alma kehektish. But the Gemara itself compares hektish to kiddushin. Tosfos even goes a little deeper. Tosfos there on the kiddushin that beis mebeis, Tharia mekudeshes li klomar lios li mekudeshes laolam bishvili kimo. Quoting later on in Nedarim, Hare Hein Mekudashin Lashamayim, Lihios Lashamayim, Mekudashin Lashamayim means for Hashem, so Mekudashin Lashamayim means for me. There's the parallel. So the Tosfos there in Nedarim, Davav, and Tosfos in Kiddushin, Davbeis, they parallel. So this is that you compare the way that Kiddushin works and the way that Hektish works. Where else did we discuss this? After we had it on Davav, we had this on Daf Yudalid, right here, back in the second parak, we have the question of the Achronim, right? The Mishnah there, the beginning of the second parak said, if you remember, the chilek between a davar ha'asur and a davar ha'nadur, right? That you have to be no deb a davar ha'nadur for it to be asur. But if it's a davar ha'asur, it's not. So if a man tells his wife that, hare ata like ki'ima, you are like my mother to me, right, you are like my mother to me. So says the Mishnah, it doesn't work. Right, midaraisa, maybe midarabana, but midaraisa wouldn't work because that is called the davar haasur. So we noted there. So what happens if a man says you are like a married woman? You are like an ashes ish to me. So that is not so clear because that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara gives the example of a mother. A mother is a davar haasur. Somebody is born, that's asur. But ashes ish, that is a created Kedusha. So is that a davar ha'asur or is that a davar another? Would we compare that? So that's the Sharmas Yonah Balakha's question over there. Do we compare it to Hektish or not? So this line on the top of Chavtes and Aleph goes on that list as well. Do we compare Hektish to Kiddushin? An important line. A couple of other points that the Rishonim ask on this line. And that is, number one, the Rush. The Rush and the Tosfos, both here, Chavtes and Aleph, asks, why is it so obvious by Kiddushin that this would not work? Right, the Gemara says, what happened to the Kiddusha? If a man tells a woman that you're married to me today but not tomorrow, that for sure would not work. For sure they're married forever. How does the Gemara know that? What's the makar for that? So, answers the Rush and answers Tosfos, both give the same answer. De milsa de pshita hi, says the Rush. De kivach and naas es ishto en yotim menu below get. Once he's married. Finished, nothing to talk about. Where do you know that from? You know that from Gerishin, from the Gemara in Gittin Pegimo le'inyan get. Im amar hayom I at ishti. Ulamachar at ishti. If a man says to his wife, right, today you're divorced, but tomorrow we're married again. So kiva chapaska paska. The Gemara there says that once the gerushin kicks in, the gerushin kicks in. So hu adinami lini kiddushin the makshinan havaya liyitzia. Big shas topic. Compare gerushin and kiddushin. Says the Gemara. Says Tosfos and the Rush. Once we know by gerushin, if a man divorces his wife today, they're not married anymore. Even if he wants to be married tomorrow, it doesn't automatically go back. So, so too says the Rush and Tosfos by kiddushin. So to by kiddushin, we would say, if you want to be married for one day, and then if you want to be married today, and then not be married the next day, that doesn't work. Ask the Achronim, ask the Chassam Sofer, why is it more pashut by gerushin than by kiddushin? Right, what's the difference between one and the other? Mashmos divrei harash makar hadinu begerushin. It sounds like from the Rush that the makar is by gerushin. V'lamdu me gerushin lekiddushin, and you learn from gerushin to kiddushin. Ask the Ksav Sofer, madua pashut hadin yoser begerushin miasher bekiddushin. Why is it more pashut? V'hareish lahavin ma makar ledinza begerushin. Whatever the makar is by one is should be by the other. It's a svara. You want to say it's logic? Logic you have to have by kiddushin or by gerushin. It doesn't cannot return after it's broken. So why should it be more pashut by gerushin than by kiddushin? So the Chacham Sofer doesn't answer the question, but Rabbi Chanan does. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovas Ha'aretz, in Simen Nudvav, he asked this kasha. He asked the kasha of the Chacham Sofer also. He says, he quotes the Rashi of Tzarechi, and Kiva, the Yisra HaKesha Layakabe Kiddushin, Velo Amrin on Kedimi Svara, if Kedimi Nalan Lomar Kedimi Gerishin. And if you want to say it is based on a makar, right, he asked the other way. He says, it should be a makar. And if you want to say it's based on a makar, you need a makar. So then how do you know that it is comparable and you can compare the two? So says Rabbi Chanan, Nunvav Ches, Venira, Kavanas Harash, let me explain why the makar is by Gerishin and then you have it by Kiddushin. He gives a mashal. He quotes a Rashba. He says, let's say you're Mamana Ashliach. I make a Shliach to do something for me and then I'm a Vatel Ashliach. So I'm allowed to be Mavatel Ashliach. What happens if I then want to be mevatel my bittel? I want the shliach to be my shliach again. I want to be mevatel my bittel. Says the Rashba, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Even though usually we say asi dibur mevatel dibur, here it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because asi dibur mevatel dibur means if the first dibur creates something, the second dibur could remove what's there, what's existent. But what happens if there's nothing existent yet? The second dibur can create something if you normally need a maisa to create it. Mikivachin is vatzla hashlichus peshaita. T1, I create a shliach. T2, I mevatel the shliach. Okay, there's no more shliach. So then, if I try to be mevatel the bittel, but what creates my shliach again? Afim is batel habittel, achar kach mikan laba, mikal mako meichon yasa shlucho. Kivachin is friend batel. It's already batel. So he said, that's exactly what the Rush said. Gamkin, Svaras HaRush, L'chalek Misvar BeKiddushin LeGerushin. Why is it more Pashut by Gerushin? FibeKiddushin Efshar Lomar. By Kiddushin, you know what I would have said? I need a Makar. By Gerushin, I don't need a Makar. Because what happens? A man says, you're divorced, and after you divorce, you're going to be married again tomorrow. But one second. You divorce your wife. So then, how do you have the marriage? How does the marriage come back? It's like after you mavata the shliach that you want to. So okay, you can be mavata, but you need to create something. The bittel of the bittel doesn't create the shlichus again. It only works mikano lahaba. So too, the bekidushin efshar lomar the belavek esha by kidushin nehidi yomecharaisa mukudeshas laolam. Fine, you want to say one day can work forever. Mikal makom achar hayom hakidushin nifkayin kibat jehista kain betchilas kidushin. Avo begerishin kibat that is garsha shah achas laolam by gerishin once it's batel you don't need a makar for that. Af im yis batel gerishin mikan laba mikal makom mehechon tachzor lios ishto below kidushin acherim. You can't have a new marriage without a new marriage. Mishamachi lo boy krab begerishin by gerishin it's obvious you don't need a makar for that. That's the svara takes place. Once you're not married, if you don't do another ma'aseh kiddushin, so then of course you're not going to be remarried. Avo be kiddushin, you could think that it's rikla milfa me'akesha, that you need the makar from Gerushin, because if it's just misvara, I would have said, delachar asman yizvalu ha'kiddushin mikana laba, I would have thought it might be batal. V'chulu, and he continues. That's Rabbi Chanan, who thinks that could be a svara of why the Rush has to bring the makar from Gerushin, Kiddushin learned from Gerushin. He also discussed this in the Kovet Shiurim and Kiddushin, Simen Nun, but we'll leave that for now. One or two other points. Again, this line that we just read is a chock full in the Rishonim. Another point made here. So what does the Gemara say? I tell a woman, you're married only today, but tomorrow we're not married. The halacha is, the marriage continues forever. Ask the Avni Miluim, but we know the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, you don't need a Gemara Kiddushin, it's a Din Daraisa, that a woman has to be Dasa Isha B'Kiddushin. There has to be Ratzon, there has to be acquiescence. That's why when a woman is standing under a chuppah, she sticks out her ring finger in order to accept the ring. That's as if she's saying, I accept it's not being forced, because Kiddushin cannot be forced, unlike Gerushin on a Daraisa level. But asks the Avni Miluim, asks the Ksos, so why here, if you need Dasa Isha B'Kiddushin, so why here do we say the marriage works? She thinks she's only married for a day. Right? Remember the Gemara Kiddushin Dav Zayin. The Gemara says, in the name of Rava, Hiskachi li lachatziyai mikudeshes. Rava says, be married to half of me, the marriage works. Because If you're married to half, you're married to the whole. What does that mean? That's just a reference that a man can be married to two wives. But the other way doesn't work. Chetzyech mekudeshes li, ena mekudeshes. Half of you, the woman, half of you should be married to me. That does not work. Ena mekudeshes. Why? Ask the Abayat Rava, why not? Avale Abayat Rava, Maishna, Chatzi Mekudeshes, Lidina Mekudeshes, why doesn't that work? Isha Amar Achvana, Velo Chatzi Isha. You gotta be married to a whole woman, not a half a woman. Hachanami, Isha Amar Achvana, Velo Chatzi Ish. What's the difference? How can half a man be married and half a woman not be married? So answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. When it comes to a woman, it's Silabet Shrei Lo Chazia. A woman cannot be married to two men, but a man can be married to two women, so that's what it means, half. But then the Gemara asked the crucial question for us. V'nifshutu la kiddushei b'kulei. Ask Mar Zutra. But why don't we say that if you marry a half a woman, the kiddushin spreads? This also goes on the list right here. Kiddushin and hektish. Milo Tanya. Ha'omer raglish ol zu olif. Somebody says, the foot of this animal should be a carbon ola. Tehekula ola. The whole thing becomes a carbon ola. For sure, and even if you want to say not everybody agrees to that, if you say a part of an animal, that animal needs to live, it for sure works. Right? So here too, why don't we say that if you marry a half a woman, it spreads. Answers the Gemara, and this is what the Adam Yiluim asks on our Gemara. Midami hasam behema hacha das acheres hi. Over here, the woman thinks that only half of her is married, not the whole thing. So she's under false pretenses. The marriage doesn't work. Ask the Avnei Miluim, so to an Argamara. If you want to be married to a woman only today, and you say tomorrow we're not married, so then why should that work? The Kasha Lituva. He quotes on this line, Kasha Lituva, May Omer Hayom Atishti, Lomacher I Atishti, Tulonafka Bologeru, Kedisa Bidadarm Daf Chavtes. Ask the Avnei Miluim, why does that work? Maishto Mekadish Luzman, Tialvagab Dihilo Nisratzis, Elo Luzman, Afilo Achi, even though she was only Nisratza for a certain amount of time, we still say, Amrina and Kibash, Nisratzis Al Kabanim Luzman, Sulopaka, it still works. Imke, Benisratzis Lachas Yanami. Since so to there it should work. What's the difference between over there and over here? And he says, you want to say there's a ra'ah out there that says even by it works by dinim mamonis, but there shouldn't be a difference. These are two contexts of kiddushin. Why should it be that if she thinks only half of her is married, it doesn't work? And if it's a full marriage for a limited time, it does work. And he says, and he goes through our Ran, he tries to say, well, maybe it's based on the Ran that we're going to have tomorrow, Ran in the Daram Daf Lamed, that a woman's das, the acquiescence of a woman by marriage is of unique type of das. It's not really das. It's what we'll see, Beis Hashem. We'll discuss tomorrow at length. Mafkir Atzma, she basically allows herself to be married. It's not that she has active das in the marriage, but even so, says the Avnei Miluim, and he loves that. He quotes that a number of times, that Ran on Tamar's daf. Still, it shouldn't make a difference because both of these are relating to marriage. So he tries to figure out, based on a different Ran at the end of Gerushin, why there should be a difference. But either way, that is an important discussion in terms of das or isha when it comes to kiddushin. One final point on this line, and then I know we're only on the first line, first three lines, but these first few lines are heavy. The Ran here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on the fifth or sixth Y line. The Ran says, I don't understand what the Gemara's question is. We say, oh, what happened to the Kedusha? There is a machlokas. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, we mentioned, remember the language of the Mishnah we just started off with today. The language is, Hare Netios Ha'elu Karbanat Shiyitzitzu. These plantlings, these Netios should be a karban until they're cut, and not afterwards. Is that literal? Does it mean karban there, or just aser? Does it mean konam? Machlokes Rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if it means konam, it's just a lashon of, it should be a neder to me, it should be aser banah to me, then what's the difference? Of course you could have limitations. Of course you can limit a nether. And we had all the cases we quoted before. Your man tells his wife, it's usher for you to get benefit from me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house until Sukkot. And it's all usher until that limited amount of time. So you could always make a neder for a limited amount of time. So what's the problem? Ask Rabbi Yonah, Vim Tomar, the eighth wide line. Tainach lemaidem afarshinan vimasnisan to behektish mamish askinan. If you're talking about mamish hektish, real hektish, so ikal mifrachachi. That's a good question. Avaleidach pirusha de parishna. The other pshat that we gave to bekonamos askinan, that we're talking about konamos, we're talking about like it's just usur bahana, hechi salagadaita, to konamos lopaka bechdi. What's the problem? We have Mishnayos later on, and it was already quoted earlier in the Masechta. Shanenis liyada Pesach and Telchel Bezerichad Achag, and all these different Lashonos. So of course there are limitations that you can limit a Ned there. Kach Hekshara Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rana Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha. So, fascinating, we're going to have two opposite answers to the question. First Rabbeinu Yonah, Vatirit Tahani Mili, you know when you could have a more limited Ned there? By a Konam Prati. You ask for something on your wife. That's where we could say it's limited. Enochal ela al ishto. Mi koshum hachi says the Ran, kolish isurei upaka birdi. That could be paka memela. It's weakened. Avo konam klali ki hai. But if you have a general konam, this should be usur on the whole world. So then that spreads. If something is more general, it spreads. And that's a difference. All the cases of limited nidarm for time, those are for a certain person. But where it's on the whole world, that's the Gemara here, that it should spread across. The more general it is, the more it should spread forever. If you look in the Ritva here in his commentary in the back on the Ramban, he says basically exactly the opposite. Something that is more open and general is weaker. Because it's not on something specific. Says there, he quotes this from his Rebbe. Then he gets his own shot. But he quotes this from his Rebbe. Vatiris li mori, shiny hasam, delo asar davar misuyam, ela kol yayin sheba olam, ve'ena isrchal alav kol kach, al davar misuyam, dumya de isha, udumya de netios. If something's in general, that's weaker. It has less teeth. Avo ba'oser davar misuyam alav o al achirim, lo paka isura. But if it's specific, so then that makes it even more chamer. So it's amazing. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva have opposite deos in terms of something that is more chamer, something that is less chamer. But either way, this is the kasha of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks on Ula, how could Ula say that right when it's cut down, it automatically loses its kedusha? Kedusha shebehen lahechan halcha. What happened to the kedusha of it? It should be like a woman that the marriage stays. So too here it should stay unless you do something. So we go to the answer of Rava. Says Rava, Amar le Rava, mi kamedames kedushas damim lekedushas haguf. Wait a minute, Rav Hamnuna, what was your kasha? You're asking what happened to the kedusha. There's a big difference between the marriage case and our case, right? That case of the marriage is kedushas haguf. Mashenki in our case of kedushas damim paka bichdi. If you have kedushas damim, value kedusha, value sanctity, that can be paka bichdi without anything, any type of pidyon. Kedushas haguf lo paka bichdi. When it comes to marriage, that's an inherent kedusha, and that cannot be gotten rid of. That cannot dissipate by itself without a ma'isa. Mashenkim when it comes to kedushas damim. So the chiddush of Rava is that our mishnah is not talking about kedushas aguf, but it's talking about kedushas damim, which are two very different kedushas. The stifler already writes, and other achronim. The stifler writes in Maseches Arachin that this does not mean the reason that kedushas damim can be paka bechdi is not because it's weaker. It's just that it is different. It's different, right? Based on Tosfos. Tosfos writes in Maseches Bava Kamma. There's a stira between two dafim in Maseches Bava Kamma. Daf ayin vav, daf ayin test. Whether when I am makdish something, does that change its legal financial standing? I'm makdish something. One Gemara says meikar tura deruvein v'hashta tura deruvein, and one Gemara says before the hektish it was Ruvain's, and then afterwards it was still Ruvain's, and even though now it has sanctity, and the other Gemara says meikar tura deruvein v'hashta tura de Shimon. So is it was Ruvain's and now it's Shimon? So the Shaila is, asks Tosfos, Bava Kamma ayin vav ben aleph, is a hektish a mechira or not? A big nafkamina. What about for dalad v'hei? Is being makdashit, if I steal something and I'm makdashit, is that my chayav dalad v'hei or not? Is that called a mechira? So Tosfos is mechalik between Kadshe Bedek Habayis, which we might also call Kedushas Damim, I give the value of something to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm Makdash a table to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with the table? It just means that it's Kadosh until it's sold, and the value is going to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's different than Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe HaGuf, right? Either one, right? Those are synonyms. That is the chilek, meaning what? Which is which? So mikar tur de ruvein v'hashta tur de ruvein, where it does not change, that's kachay mizbeach, that's kachay aguf. Where it does change, mikar tur de ruvein v'hashta tur de shimon, that's kachay bedek habayis, that's kedushas damim. What does that mean? Explains that that's tosas v'chalik between the two. What does that mean? Explains the stipler and explains Reb Chaim and the Grach Halashas also. When it comes to kedushas damim, how is the kedusha achieved? It's two steps. Kedushas Damim means I am makdish something. I make it bailim shel hekdish. I transfer the ownership to hekdish ownership. A. Number two, once hekdish owns something, memela kedusha is chal on it. I do not directly make it kadosh. I just make it mamono shel hekdish, and then memela, it becomes kadosh. So that's why that's called a mechira. That's in terms of dalav vehei. That's a meikar tura deruvin v'hashad tura deshimon because I changed the status. Mashenkin by kachim is veach. I directly amakdish it. I imbue it with kedusha, even though it might still be mine in dini maminis. But I have imbued it with kedusha. I have directly sanctified it. Says the stipler. She'ein atam. We usually quote Reb Chaim, so now we're going to quote the stipler this time. She'ein atam she'kedusha's damim poka'as mishum she'i kedusha kala. Don't think that kedusha's damim is paka because it is a weaker kedusha. V'locheni yichol lefko bechti. No. V'kivu she'i kedusha kala eini yichol lafkiyas ha'shibud. No, the reason is not that it is weaker. It's just that it is different because it is, the first step is a dini mamonis type of element. So, if the dini mamonis element, so you could always have dini mamonis that evaporates after a certain amount of time. I'll sell you something for 2 weeks. I give you a matana manas lahachzir. Right? All of these types of cases where it's only for a certain amount of time. Or what about everything? Yovel. Everything returns. So everything really is temporary in the world of dini mamonis. So, by kedushas damim, once step one is removed by dini mamonis, the kedusha is paka. That's why it's just different. It's not weaker. Masha'enkin, when it comes to kedushas haguf, so that kedusha is forever unless it's nifta. If you do an action, because kedushas haguf melvan mashu mamon hektash yishbo chalos iser shel kedusha v'kivish akein eni yacholi paka. It can't be paka memelos. This is what a number of the acronyms say based on the Tosfos in Baba Kama in terms of the difference between kedushas damim and kedushas haguf. But already the hints of it are in the Rishonim. Tosfos, as we just said, just two other examples. We have a Tosfos. We'll quote a Rashi and we'll quote a Rambam. Rashi in Psachim, beginning of Psachim, where the Gemara talks about the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Chametz is not allowed to be eaten, is not allowed to be gotten benefit from, and also you're not allowed to even have it. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, two of the Losaseis. What happens if it's Shel Goy? What if it's Shogai? Am I allowed, do I violate Bal Yirah Yimatzeh if I have a Goy's Chametz? So the Gemara talks about, was I Makabal Achrayas or not? What level of Achrayas? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar. And then the Gemara talks about, what about Hektish? If you have Hektish Chametz, do you violate? The Gemara says no. That's excluded. Excluded. Lo Yirah Lacha, Avataroes, Shalachayrim, Vishal Hektish, Vishal Gavoha. So that's the Gemara. We look at Rashi. Rashi limits it. Rashi says something that the Gemara does not even say. Lefisha Nemar lo yirah. This is Heima Beis, Imsachim. Lefisha Nemar lo yirah lecha. To me, the kasav lecha mashma mina shelcha iataroe. Avalataroe bigvulin shelachirim kagon shel nachri vishel gavoa. Meaning, imhikdisha mabeda kabayis. Whoa, Rashi throws in four words. What do you mean? What's excluded by Bayi Rabbi Yimatzah? You don't violate if you have chametz, hektish, of Bedek Habayis. Why did Rashi say that? Why did Rashi limit it? There's two types of hektish. There's Bedek Habayis and there's Mizbeach. Right? Let's say a machdish flour to be used for a carbon mincha. And it's chametz. So, why does Rashi say that mashba that I would violate? The answer is based on what we just said. Because you're not allowed to own it. Ba'yur ba'yimatzeh. So Bedek Habayis you don't own. Right, it's financially not yours. It's shel hektish. And that's why you don't violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. Kachim is beach. It's somewhat ironic. You might think it's the more intense type of kedusha. It's forever. It's inherent. It's never, it's going to be used on the mizbeach. It's going to be burned. And yet, that is what is still considered more yours in terms of violating by your Abayim Matzeis. That's Rashi. So if Tosfos and Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vav, Rashi and Psachim Daf Hey, and one other Makar, and that is a Rambam. A Rambam who also kind of says it befavors the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin. In Parak Vav Halacha Ches, the Rambam asks, or he quotes the Halacha, from the end of Arachin, if somebody has Hektish already, could you make it more Hektish? How do you make something more Hektish? If something is Bedek HaBayis, could you make it Mizbeach or Kedushas HaGuf? If something is Kedushas HaGuf, could you make it Bedek HaBayis? Can you switch? Can you make it the opposite? So the Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other. HaMaktish Kachi Mizbeach LeBedek HaBayis. If I have Kachi Mizbeach, I have an animal that's going to be used as a carbon. And then I say, I want to also give the value of this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Not only do I want to be makrevit, I want to donate the value. The Rambam says that works. Hariya hektish chal aleihen. If it's mizbeach and I want to make a betek abayis, that works. Hektish is chal. V'tearecha behema. And you evaluate the animal. V'tipaden. You get it redeemed. V'yiplu damel a betek abayis. And its value goes to the betek abayis. V'abehema tikar glamashayis abitchila. And the animal is hukrav because it's mizbeach and you have to give the value too. What about the opposite case? Avala maktish kachi mizbetek abayis l'mizbeach. But if somebody is maktish betek abayis to mizbeach, v'ama harezu ola ushlamim. I have an animal. Or I have something that's going to be used for Bedek HaBayis, and then I want to be make that into Mizbeach inherent, lo asa klum, that does not work. Ve'ena hektish Mizbeach v'lo achirim chal al-kachi Bedek HaBayis. It doesn't work. Why? The Rambam says beautifully, she'ena da maktish, davar she'ena shalo. You can't be maktish something that's not yours. What do you mean not yours? Kachi Mizbeach is yours? Well, the first half of Halacha. That works? It is yours? Does Kachi Bedek HaBayis is not yours? The answer is yes. Like the Tosfos says in Baba Kama, Bedek HaBayis, the way that becomes Kadosh is step one, then it becomes Mamono Shel Hektish, and then Memela, Hektish is Chal. And that's why that is called not yours. And once it's Bedek HaBayis, you cannot be Maktish it to Mizbeach. But if it's Mizbeach, even though it's inherent and it's serious Kedusha, but you would still be able to add on. So that is an important yisod, but that's what Rava is saying in our Gemara. Don't compare Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. Even if Kedushas Damim can be Paka Bichdi, and that's what Ulu was talking about. He was talking about a case of Kedushas Damim in our Mishnah. Masha'enkein, the case of the woman, the marriage, is Kedushas Haguf. Period. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, let's go weiter. Kedushas Haguf la Paka Bichdi. Is that really true? Kedushas HaGuf can never be paka by itself. There's never a way for it just to evaporate. Vatanya, what about the following brisa? Shor ze ola kol lamed yom. Ula achar lamed yom shlamim. If somebody says this ox should be an ola for 30 days, and after 30 days it should be a shlamim. Meaning, if I bring it as a carbon within the first 30 days, it's an ola. If I don't get my act together and I bring it as a carbon after 30 days, it's a shlamim. So the Gemara says that works. Kol lamed yom ola, lachar lamed yom shlamim. So the kedusha of the ola, which is kedushas haguf, seems to have evaporated. Kedushas haguf paka bichdi turns into a shlamim. V'yamai kedushas haguf ninu paka bichdi. So why should that work? It's kedushas haguf. So how can it be paka by itself? So the Gemara answers: Achamai eskina damal demei. We're mistaken. That price is not about kedushas haguf. It's talking about Kedushas Damim, meaning you take an ox and you only want to give the Damim of the ox as an Ola. So Mamela, that could be Paka, and changed into a Shlamim. The Ran here quotes the Gemara in Menachas Daf Kuf Aleph, that it has to be here, talking about a case where the animal that you're Makdish is a Balmum. Because Hamatvis Tmimim Lebedek HaBayis, the halacha is, if I take a perfectly good animal that could be used as a carbon, and instead I limit it, I'm maktish it only for Bedek HaBayis, it automatically becomes Kedushas HaGuf. So a maktish movement. So the case here, where we're talking about an animal, so it must be talking about a balmum. Okay, that's the Ran Sahara based on that Gemara. Go Davi balmum, di lutam, afilo amel adame, kadosh, Kedushas HaGuf, to Kaimalan, the Ran quotes, a maktish to me, lo Bedek HaBayis, midei mizbeach, lo yatsu. Gemara in Misachas Menachas. There are 2 days here in the Rashba, 2 days here in the Ran. How far did a bias question really go? Abaya said, what do you mean? Kedushas HaGuf can be Paka Bichdi. Right, you see it by this animal. And we say, no, it's not Kedushas HaGuf. What about the marriage case? That was the case that Rav Hamnuna and Rava were talking about. Would Abaya say that by marriage too? Meaning, would Abaya say that if a man goes to a woman and says, you're married to me today and not married to me tomorrow, Do Rabbi even say that? So amazingly, there's at least one day in the Rashba and the Ran that in Echinami he would say that. Efshar, writes the Ran, you gotta look, it's about the 15th wide line in the Ran. Efshar, di abaya de makshe hachi polignami visvirale di haomer leisha. Hayom at ishti ulamachar iat ishti. Today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. Tulamachar nafka below get. You're married for a day? It's an inherently limited marriage. Unbelievable. Deya in the Rashba and the Ran, that you could have that marriage. V'afshar, and it's also possible, says the Ran, that that's not true. Abaya is asking, but he's only asking a bit by Karbanos. V'afshar, dinehi desvira leila Abaya. V'afilu kdushas haguf paka bichdi. Fine, Abaya holds that kdushas haguf paka bichdi. That's only by Karbanos. B'ha'omer le'isha mode. T'lamach on the nafka beloket. By Isha, he emits. Why? What's the difference? They're both kedushas haguf. If he's asking about kedushas haguf, should be paka bechdi. Why, by a marriage, should it not be paka bechdi? Vahino taima, says the Ran. They should they call kinyan she'eno olamis kinyan peiros belachun mikri. If you have a kinyan that's not forever, it's called a kinyan peiros. Sometimes you can have a kinyan forever that's only kinyan peiros. If I sell you the fruit, then I don't sell you the principal. That's kinyan peiros. But says the Ran, any type of temporary kinyan is called a kinyan peiros. A matana manas lahachzir is called a kinyan peiros. It's a chiddush to say, therefore, that might work for pidyon aben, or for kiddushin, or for any others. The Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. But that's the Ran. Says the Ran, by an isha, you can't have just the kedusha's kinyan peiros. There's no such thing. The kinyan damim be'isha lo ashkechan. If you have a kinyan haguf, that's only a kinyan peiros, then fine, it can be temporary. But you can't have kinyan damim be'isha lo ashkechan. Or else it has to be turned into a kinyan haguf. So that's why the Ran says that even Abaya, who asked the kasha of it should be paka bechdi, doesn't really mean it by the case of the woman. Okay, so as the Gemara say, really, we salvage, Ula would say, kedushas haguf, cannot be paka bechdi. What the Mishnah is talking about are cases of kedushas damim. Says the Gemara, ihachi, but wait a minute, ema seifa, look at the seifa of that brisa. Lachar lamed yom olo me'achshav shlamim. What is the opposite case? The first case of the brisa is that a person says the first 30 days should be an ola, second 30 days should be a shlamim. That works. What about the second half? The person says the second 30 days should be an ola, the first 30 days should be a shlamim. That also works. It's a shlamim and then an ola. So, if you say one line of the Brayis is about kedushas haguf and one is kedushas damim, that's why we have two cases. That's why we have two cases in the Brayisa. Kedushas damim and kedushas haguf. Why the socket? Kedushas haguf la paka bechdi. Kedushas damim paka bechdi. I would have thought that chiluk. Kedushas haguf stays forever. It does not evaporate after 30 days. Kedushas damim can. Amtulahachi tana tarti. That's why it has two cases. Elai amrit edve kedushas damim. But if you say they're both about kedushas damim, like we're trying to say, because kedushas haguf does not evaporate, lama li lamisni tarti. So then why? You have both two cases. Not only why do you have not have two, one would be a kal v'chomer for the other. Hashta yishlomar, mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kalapaka. If we say from a kdusha chamura, if we say kdusha's ola, which is chamur, could it's kula kalil on the mizbeach? If we say by the kdusha's ola could be paka after 30 days into kdusha shlamim, mikdusha kala l'kdusha chamura, tzricha l'meimar. So to say that kdusha shlamim would be paka, there's no chiddush. So the Gemara says it has to be one's about kedushas damim and one's about kedushas haguf, and you see that kedushas haguf can be paka too. So lema tevit yufta debar pada damar lo paka kedusha bichdi. So maybe we should say that this is like now going back to the first day we've been dealing with in Ula, but maybe this should be a kasha on bar pada. Remember bar pada? Bar pada said in our Mishnah that you're makdashin until it's cut down, and after it's cut down, it doesn't memela become chulin. You have to be podeit. Skashan Barpada, because we see from this brisa that both kedushas haguf and kedushas damim are not paka bechdi. So it's a kashan Barpada, even if you want to say it's kedushas damim. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, Amar Lecha Barpada Hachi Kamer. No, Barpada would re-understand the second line of this brisa. The second line of the brisa is not saying that the ola is going to turn, the shlam is going to turn into ola. No, it's not going to happen. Hachi Kamer. This is what the brisa means. This is the case. Im lo amar, Me'akshav shlamim la'akar la'bed yom olahavi. Somebody says after 30 days this should be an ola, and before 30 days it'll be a shlamim. So the Brice is telling us that it's a shlamim. If he wouldn't have said now it's a shlamim, then it would be an ola after 30 days. What's the chiddush? The chiddush, the Gemara is saying, is that you could be makdish something la'akar la'bed yom. You don't have that anywhere but Beferish. Usually you're makdish something, you have to do it right now. Right, if I sell you something, if I do other, I marry you, so now we have lachar lamed yom, like the following, midi dahavi, ha'omer le'isha, hiskachi li lachar lamed yom, dimikudeshes, v'yavo bishinazach lo'amos. Right, a person can get married after 30 days, even if the maisa kedushin is done now, and by the time the kedushin takes place, there's no more money left, it was used up, still, the marriage works. The Ran discusses the comparison here, but you could get married lachar lamed yom. That's the chiddush here, that you could be makdish shlamim lachar lamed yom. If he wouldn't have said now it's a shlamim, now that he said now it's a shlamim, so then Bar Pada would say it's a shlamim, and that's it. It does not become an ola. The Ran here goes through a couple of chidushim that the Brice is telling us. Number one, that you could be makdish shlamim lachar lamed yom. Number two, that even though you already said it's going to be an ola in 30 days. If you then say it's a shlamim, you might say, well, that originally, it's inherently limited, that shlamim. For 30 days, no, you don't say that. You say, your makdish is a shlamim, it's chal as a shlamim, and it stays forever. Right? A couple, among other chidushim that this Brice is teaching me. But that's the case of the chiddush of the Brice, according to Bar Pada. Says the Gemara Pshita, why is that such a chiddush? That just like you can marry somebody after 30 days, you can sell something after 30 days. Of course, you could be makdish or something after 30 days. Lo tzricha dahadar bei. The chiddush is even if you want to be chozer, but within the 30 days, you can't. You already committed yourself to be makdish after 30 days, you can't be chozer, bo. Says the Gemara, hani chalaman damar ena chozer, as that works if in the parallel, because by marriage, you can't be chozer. There's a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Kiddushin. The Ran and the Mefarish quoted here. If I say Haram Gudashli Lachar Lamed Yom, without saying Me'achshav, and then I want to retract in between, can I? Before 30 days, machlokas. So if you say I cannot retract by Kiddushin, then you understand the Chiddush here. You cannot retract by Hekdush either. El Laman to Amar Chozer is Ma'ikal Me'mar. But if you say that you can retract by Kiddushin, wouldn't that mean that you can retract by Hekdush also? And therefore this whole Ukimta would not work? Answers the Gemara, not true. Afilo lamanta amar hasam chozeres hacha shiny. Even if you want to say by Kiddushin you can, here you can't. Remember we had the whole list earlier of the parallels between Kiddushin and Hekdush. Here's a chilik. Even if you want to say you can retract by Kiddushin, Hekdush you can't. And once you say your matzah zoin lachal amid yom, it's Hekdush. Why? Dami rasul legavoa. Like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, because giving something to the Beis Hamikdash is as if you did the Maisa already. It's as if you did the Maisa already. The Ran's Lashon, the bottom line, it's as if you said Me'achshav. Dechiyamrinan kimisirasa lehedyot kinyan mamish shel hedyot ka'amar. Ukaman da'amar me'achshav. Ulacher shloshim yom dami. And therefore you can't be chozer bo. Unbelievable strength of amirasa legavoa kimisirasa lehedyot. What is the source of that principle? The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli does not say what the source is. But the Yerushalmi does. An amazing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that it's easier to give the something to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because of the principle of Lashem Haaretz Umloa. Really, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you want to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easier. And therefore, says the Yerushalmi, Amirasa L'Gavoa, Kimisirasa L'Hedyot. And that's why it's easier to so to hear. It's as if it is going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are others that say different pshatim. There's other pshatim say it's based on Kinyan Chatzer, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. Either way, that is the answer that here rules are different than Kiddusha. Just one other point relating to today's daf, and that is talk about Kiddusha being Paka Mamela. This is could relate to Shabbos. Right? There's Kiddusha Shabbos. Kiddusha Shabbos Paka Mamela. We make Havdalah. We make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Right? Is the Kedusha of Shabbos Paka Mamela? The Kedusha of Shabbos comes Mamela, right? Whether we like it or not. But what about Paka Mamela? So, we know this is a machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in the Perach Haftes of Ilcha Shabbos, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kadishas Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. It's a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos B'Dvarim Shneimar Zachoras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And v'tzarach lezachreyu b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. It's a mitzvah to remember it when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom b'yitziyaso b'avdala. Havdalah is a part of the mitzvah that say daraisa of zarchas yom shabbos lakacha. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban argues. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban. The Ramban holds it's a derabanan. So according to the Ramban, kedusha shabbos is pakam ameiwa on a daraisa level. You don't have to be mavdil. This is a big. This machlokas comes up also in the sugya in Beis of Havdalah, where the Gemara talks about whether you're supposed to make Havdalah between the first and the second day yontif. After all, the sveik of the yoma. So the Gemara says the Rav Asi made Havdalah because he was Sivuki Masafkale. He wasn't sure whether it was one long Kedusha or two Kedushos. So he made Havdalah just in case. After he showed him there, the Ritva quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Beis of Havdalah, he made Havdalah. Making Havdalah, it's Savi Daraisa, it's Savi Bracha Vatala, Bracha Shinitzricha. Right, so how could he be Machmir? Maybe is Havdalah Daraisa? The Rishonim there, the Rebbe Chanan there discusses, there are three issues. Is Sveika Dioma? How do you look at the 2 days of Yantif? Is it 1 day or two days? Number two, Bracha Shenitzricha. Is that an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabanan? Number three is Havdalah, a Issa Daraisa, a Issa Darabanan. You want to be Machmir and Bracha Shenitzricha, but if the Havdalah is Daraisa, you should say Savi Daraisa Lechomer by Havdalah. Fascinating discussion in that Shid Mekubetz is there in Beitza on Davdalet. But it relates to whether Kedusha Saguf could be Chal or could be uprooted Memela. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue next time.